Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! It's Thursday! It's Thursday, which means you made it through another week, and you must have watched another 2 hours of Married at First Sight. And we're going to talk about it. My name is Mike Thieling. I'm here, of course, with my daily co-host, Bam Bam, and you are watching AfterBuzz TV. We are talking all things Married at First Sight from last night. Of course, I am all alone today. I'm the only team married person. I'm surrounded by single people here, including Bam Bam, has no mate. First, to my lower left on my screen is Lanisha.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Team single. And then, I'm over here with my family, too.
To my direct left is Kenneth.
Yes, team single representing, you know, we're all quarantined life. And so we've been on this social distancing for a while, Lanisha.
Okay.
Man, that's right. That's right.
Real.
It's Thursday. That means I took a shower because we had to broadcast today. I had to look a little bit better than normal. I have got my vodka and tonic because I need something to get me through this episode because it was ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, first off, I just want to say thank you to all of you guys, everybody in the comments, everybody watching us. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I hope, you know, AfterBuzz TV is doing a lot here. We're still running essentially all the shows. Producer Steven, are you with us or did you pawn us off on Brie again?
I'm with you. I have to turn
Steven to this.
I have to turn my mic on and off, but yeah, I'm here with you.
So AfterBuzz TV, they're doing a lot of work right now, guys, behind the scenes to continue to bring the shows to you. There you go. And there's me marrying a couple, although the bride is behind Steven. So
okay, we've got your shoulder is behind them.
Look at young Mike. Young Mike had no idea. There's so much we could teach him about life. They're working so hard to bring it to you guys. I hope this is taking you guys out of the daily, you know, sphere and everything that's going on. We want to have a little fun with you guys and talk about this nonsense because these couples are nuts, you know. And, let's just jump into it. You know how we do on this show? We talk about all of our couples down the line. We're going to rate our couples at the end. We'll give some predictions maybe at the end. And you know how we do it. First, overall thoughts, Ken.
I will say that all of the couples are in danger, except for our superstar couple that's making steady strides, but, you know, Jessica and Austin. But everybody else is creeping toward,
Right? Lanisha?
I gotta say, for Jessica and Austin, it has got to be awkward. And you already know I'm gonna wait, but I'm ready to go in on Katie because I'm tired of her. I'm tired.
Yes. Move Mike further from my mouth. Steven says I am loud. That's true, bro. I'm loud all the time. Guys, overall, this episode was silly. And I feel like the alcohol from that first night just exacerbated all the problems or whatever that was already going on. So you know how we do on this show. And thank you. We are, of course, live right now. So all of us have your comments up. We love seeing you guys. Jay Brooke in the chat. Love seeing you guys. Keep commenting. Tell us what you guys think because I'll be referring to the chat the entire time. But, yo, we talk about the couples, each and every one, and we start with the least interesting, which is normally Jessica and Austin. Today, they're not the least interesting. Today, our least interesting couple was Mindy and Zach because they have successfully eliminated themselves from the show and we don't have to watch that train wreck. Anything, here's what I'll say, the 2 seconds that I'll say about them. I disagree with it because I think Mindy should still be on the show. She didn't do anything wrong. She put in a good effort. kind of like Taylor that we're going to talk about. Mindy deserves her screen time still, I think, in the show, and she deserves to be some part of it. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I definitely think that I don't care about Zach. Zach could go jump off a bridge, okay? But Mindy, I think that Mindy should have been with the other single girls, technically, and having girl time. I think Mindy should have got some more camera time because I like this single.
I mean,
I will have to disagree with you both and say that I don't think either one of them deserve more camera time. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. And if Mindy has to leave, then Zach has to leave. Nobody should be given a single. Like, well, this doesn't turn into married at first sight to now single with married couples.
Swinging single.
Single show.
Look, essentially.
Another show for that.
Guys, essentially. Essentially, by the end of the episode, Mika and Taylor are single, so I don't see why Mindy couldn't participate in some exorcism paranormal stuff anyway. So I don't think that's fair.
She already did.
All right, so we get them out of the way. We're knocking them down one by one, guys. We're pretty soon by decision day, it's just going to be Jessica and Austin being like, yeah. So let's talk about them. Again, you know, they go off. Of course, guys, this episode was the big couples retreat, which is normally the most fun. Everybody comes back together because aside from Brandon and Michael, we haven't seen them hanging out much with each other, even though they're all in the same apartment complex, right? So this is the couples retreat. We like to see them come back together and have fun. For some reason, Jessica brings her crock pot, which I don't think she even used. So that was strange. And once again, the only source of stress from them is Jessica wanting him to say, I love you, which we've said over and over, just chill. And the big stress that he's going to be traveling more for work than she originally thought. I mean, I could go through the rest of the episode with them. They go off and they go down to the caves, which looked really, really awesome, by the way, that random elevator. That looked really cool. But other than that, they basically spent this entire episode looking awkward and trying to not say anything because everybody else is just exploding in a dumpster fire. Lanisha?
Yeah, if I was them, I would kind of want my own retreat going on. I don't need to be with these depressed, damaging couples. But for me, I think Jessica needs to chill as far as the whole transporting because he mentioned it earlier that he does it for work. He's making money. Why not? Like, you know what I'm saying? I like, chill, girl. What do you think, Ken?
Same thing. Jessica, I wanted to get on her for this. Like, chill, relax. He's going away to go work. To go make money. You get a vacation from your husband guaranteed probably 30 to 40% of the year.
Right.
That's time apart to miss each other. Get creative. Like, she's looking too deep into it and like just relax, like chill out. It's not that terrible. He's not going off. He'll be gone like every other day or something like that. Like, relax. See how it is. See how it flows for the first 6 months, the first year. See how you can adjust to it. Let's talk about, let's communicate. So that's what I have to get on Jessica with that.
Plus, just to toss this out here real quick, shout out first of all to everybody like my wife and Jessica, who are nurses, who are working. Jessica's probably working right now, hardcore, doing coronavirus stuff, just like my wife is. So shout out to all of them. But the point I wanted to make with that is being married to a nurse, I know what their schedule is like. A lot of nurses do 3 12-hour shifts in a row, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And a lot of times they have 4 days off. She could go travel with him. My wife has gone on business trips with me, hang out in the hotel, see the new city or whatever. It's definitely not a big deal. I don't know if there's anything else you want to say about them because it's almost like for some reason the show is trying to pull some kind of drama out of them when there's just not any.
Well, I mean, since you're shouting out nurses, I'm going to shout out my sister, Camille.
And your sister, that's right. Thank you.
The nurse,
okay.
Too.
Okay, since we shouted out. We shout out nurses. I have to say today is my grandmother's 78th birthday, and she is a retired nurse, so I want to shout her out as well.
What's her name?
And all the other Charles Ruby Jackson, and also to my Bridget Fenton. She's a nurse as well who's working hard down in Methodist in Houston, Texas, so I know a lot of great nurses. We all do. So shout out to all the hardworking nurses out there that are doing that.
Your grandma's Miss Jackson?
Yes, Miss Jackson.
Did you ever have to say I'm sorry, Miss Jackson?
I did.
Come on. That's so good. Why was that the first thing I thought of? I don't know. Outcast, let's go. Okay. Basically, let's shift to Katie and Derek because they're like just a roller coaster of emotion and couple, right? Okay. Everybody in the chat so far, Jay Brooke and Turner, great episode. Katie's the worst. Katie needs to tread lightly. Again, let's just review. Everybody gets there, right? Katie's whole problem we saw in the car ride or whatever, their little talk before of in the past, men not pursuing her as much as she's pursuing them. She wants to get chased, I guess. Okay, great. And essentially, they get there. You know, Brandon and Michael are, if they're even there, they're not there. They're off by themselves, blah, blah, blah. And essentially, Derek is seemingly, of course, he sits next to Taylor because that's the arrangement of chairs they had. Derek is seemingly flirting with Taylor, and Katie just loses it, right? He's being too fun, I guess, with the other women and not the same with her. And she gets major jealous, I think, absolutely fueled by a bunch of alcohol. She storms off, and the rest of this episode is kind of like them making up and then stealing a golf cart, whatever that means. Like, if it's on the property and the key is there, how much did he steal it? I don't know. And then paddle boating, and everything's fantastic again at the end, right? Is this like roller coaster just spelling immediate doom, Ken?
Yes, definitely. I think they're starting to normalize early on. I'm sounding like one of the experts, but they're trying to normalize this kind of dysfunction. Like the first thing when they came together, he was like, yeah, we're kind of crazy, huh? And they were like kind of agreeing, like, yeah, that was kind of crazy. And then she also said, when she said it, I cringed. She was like, don't make me jealous. And I'm like, well, wow. He didn't even know what, like, you were, like, y'all still getting to know each other. And for her sitting there, like, looking mad, it's just like, he clearly did not know, like, that's bothering her. So it's like, get to know him, say, hey, you know, I didn't like that. Or even to look on the positive side, like, hey, come over here. Why are you over there? Like, yeah, I want to be over here sitting on my mic. Like, just tell him to come over there. You could have been stopped it or said something about it. So sitting there being mad and upset.
I mean, this.
Yeah, Katie literally makes me sick to my stomach.
My thing is always, these are all supposed to be their friends. Go ahead, Lanisha.
Yeah, like, Katie, oh my gosh. I just don't know what else Derek could do. He's like such a good guy. Katie is one of those people that literally chases away a good guy. And it's women like us that be like, where are the good guys at? Oh, wait, people like Katie chase them away because they're crazy. Katie, get it together with your insecurities. She was literally, she's not ready for marriage at all. She has to get herself together and feel more secure in herself before actually hopping in a marriage with a really good guy. He puts you on his insurance. Girl, he's trying to dream so y'all can actually have an adventurous marriage. Girl, he's doing everything for you. He even came at you so calmly. Even when she was cussing him out, I have to applaud him because he still stayed calm when she was cussing him out like that. When she's like, can you ever let me talk?
Way more calm than I was.
Mm-hmm. I would have, I would have been like, yeah, you know what? You can talk. Here's the ring. You can go ahead and talk to the ring, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to go hook up to Taylor, okay? Bye. At this point, go ahead, Derek. You could go to Taylor. I want better for you. Yeah.
Is it better, though?
True. But it might be better than Taylor and Brandon. She might treat him better than how she treats Brandon. I don't know. But at this point, it's better than Katie. Katie makes me sick to my stomach. I know. I said a lot.
And everybody in the these are all supposed to be friends. If he's flirting with a friend in front of you, I mean, is that even a thing? If he's really trying to cheat on you, it would not be in front of your face, right? He obviously feels comfortable with everybody, including his wife, to just be having a good time. They had some drinks. Hey, there's awkward dudes in the back that are complete jerks ruining this. Let's just have fun and laugh. And mm-hmm. she's in this, her own bubble, just like somebody said in the chat, of like negativity for no reason. Right. Like, why right. do you want to bring that down when there's no issue?
He has a very Absolutely. Outgoing personality, that whole frat college boy. Like, yep. he was just having fun. And even, and he was like, I don't see why you're mad at me. And he's trying to express that to her, and her just kind of yelling at him, cussing at him. He's like, like, okay. I don't see, like, just, like, you're still getting to know each other. Let's get to this 8 weeks.
And he was being careful too, okay? Because when he was touching Taylor, he touched her like this. So he knew
on
that.
The shoulder.
He was just like, pat, pat. Okay, so he was good. I don't think he was doing anything extra. I think she was just blowing it out of the waters. He was just having a good time trying to make miserable people. She sees these women who clearly, like, they're lonely and their men are gone. Let's have a good time. Like what you said, Mike.
Right. And she took huge offense that Taylor was like, Katie, you're so lucky. She's like, ah, I hate that. He's nicer to everybody else, man. Like,
and let's not forget, like, he tried to show a piece of himself last episode, and she totally blew him off.
Right.
She thought it was just like, like, I can't believe you actually write this stuff. I can't believe you're romantic. So he tried to share himself to her. She's the one that's pushing him away.
Right.
Pushing him away, away, away.
Away. Yeah. Like, run, Derek, run.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's just, you can't deal with somebody like that. I see a lot of myself in Derek because I'm a really outgoing person. I'm definitely flirty, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And you can't be with somebody who's hyper jealous, or else it's just not going to work because there's no ill intent. I totally get it. He's joking around, especially he straight said they're going through a hard time, right? Like, everybody's supposed to be married and this is supposed to be kind of a good thing. The other two, despite what they want to say, and we'll talk about it, despite what they want to say, for some reason, especially since what we know in the real world, their relationships have no shot. None, right? So it's got to be that bad at their little weird, like, cabin thing. That house looked like out of a horror movie. I don't know. But it's like, it's got to be so much worse when they're experiencing that right there. Their men aren't, their husbands aren't even at the table. They're not even hanging out with everybody. So I think we are all in pretty much agreement. He's trying to break the tension. Have a little bit, let's have some kind of fun here. And I think Katie got some alcohol courage. I don't know. I'll leave it up to you guys, because to me at this point, I'm usually in the driver's seat of our episode. But at this point, the last two couples are almost just as bad for me. So let's go, Lanisha, as the sole lady on the panel today. Who do you want to talk about next?
Let's go. I mean, you're trying to do least interesting?
Then whatever you want.
Taylor and Brandon.
It's your choice.
Okay, then I want to do Mika and Michael.
Okay, Mika and Michael. All right, Mika and Michael. So obviously they left off in a really, you know, crappy spot, as did Taylor and Brandon. They drive up there. It's a boring drive there, blah, blah, blah. And she says during the drive, she puts it out there, since recommitting, it seems like they haven't been getting closer. It seems like they've actually been getting worse. When they get to the cabin, that little conversation to me right there carried over to when they got to the cabin. They're not hanging out with each other. She straight up says we should sleep in separate rooms. Nothing is going good the entire time. And essentially, Michael then leaves to... Okay, and we're going to get into this. He says take care of some funeral arrangements that he needs to for, I believe, his uncle, right? It was his uncle that passed away, I believe. He needs to take care of that, so he leaves. He finally comes back, but there's still nothing there, and Mika obviously went out with Taylor and had a good time ghost hunting. The big thing with this couple, and I'm just gonna toss it out there and let you guys tackle it. The big thing for me with this couple, again, we talked about it last episode. They're in this weird circular relationship where, like we said, Michael wants Mika to be more open so that he feels he can be honest. And Mika wants him to be honest so she feels she can be more open and vulnerable. But as we said last episode, it starts with Michael. it starts like being honest is a base level, you know, ante to be in a relationship, let alone a marriage. When we were watching it, the three of us watching it earlier, we said all Michael needed to do, get to the cabin, take her aside and say, you know what? I feel bad about the way this is going. You're right. We recommitted. Here's the truth. This is how much I make. This is blah, blah, blah. And just lay honesty out there right there. When they went off to supposedly deal with funeral preparations, but then we see him get caught in this weird kind of lie. No, we had to wait for Brandon, but I didn't hang out with him, but I did to some festival, blah, blah, blah. This is not an interesting lie. This is not covering up some insecurity for his life or whatever of adoption like we talked about before. There's nothing to lie about. Like, this is what you did. Just say it. This seems to be an actual personality trait of not being able to tell the truth. And I think that we know they don't get together in real life. This is just a complete breaking point, Ken.
Yes, definitely. He has an issue with caught up in a web of lies, and he fumbles over every single word. And it just, stuff doesn't make sense. I was totally, ever since he, I wish they would have shown that the salary or whatever, like, the way I would, we should have had that, the producer, like, hey, let's see what this looks like. Because the way, like, how do you leave and come back? And you come back and it's like, wait, do you have an email? Like, so I was, ever since then, and then when she broke the fourth wall and was very concerned with the producers and was just like, no, he's lying. Like, so now I'm just kind of turned off by everything that he says and just him even fumbling over stuff. And it's like, why are you making up? It's like, okay, this is, you're just scary to be around. Everything coming out of your mouth is a lie. So I'm glad that the group questioned him as well. And they kind of just was like, well, hey, what's going on? Like, it was kind of like an interrogation room, but it was really just, everybody just like, huh, what are you talking about? Like, it's not making sense. Like, it's not adding up. So Mika was, she was happy too that, yeah, y'all all see what I've been talking about with him. So we had a little bit more clarity.
I was laughing when Jessica was sitting, like, you know what? I'm just going to eat my mac and cheese because y'all are all a hot mess.
Yeah. Big time.
Right? I honestly do believe that we are missing a huge chunk scene because I could have sworn last episode, Mika said she was done. She said, forget y'all producers. I'm done with this marriage. I think like closed doors, like off screen, like producers came up to her and was like, please, you only got 4 more episodes. 4 more that you just got to deal with him. Okay? We just need you to stick with him. We already lost Mindy and Zach. We just need you to stick with his lies. Okay. And she's really trying. What more can she do? It's not even a circle thing anymore because at this point she's done her part. She's became more vulnerable. She talks to him properly. She's done what she needs to do. Now he just can't stop lying. At this point, he can't even stop lying to himself.
Right.
That's how bad it is. He lies not only to everybody else, but he's lying to himself saying, I really want to be in this marriage and make it work. Yet we don't see you a half of the episode, a majority of the episode. Bruh,
right.
Really?
Right.
I wonder if she's now talking to ghosts because she's in this much of a hot mess of a marriage. You got the girl talking to ghosts. That's how crazy you broke her, okay? She's talking to spirit.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it just doesn't make sense. I looked for places, I honestly did, and in my notes, I'm looking right at my notes. I look for places to try to give Michael some kind of benefit of the doubt, like anything. And I said, you know, does he have a point that he should feel somewhat supported in planning this funeral? But then right after it, we see Mika say, he didn't tell me he had to do this. Okay. So I don't really even know. Did he ask for help? Did he ask for support? This is still a brand new person. 8 weeks. Even known each other for 2 months. I don't know how you grieve. I don't know how you deal with this kind of stuff. Plus, you've kind of treated me like a jerk this entire time. So maybe you just need to be left alone, right? And then when he finally gets back and he gets this weird little assault from all the different people who are like, wait a minute, You sound like you're lying. What, like, why didn't you just say about going to the thing? Why didn't you drive by yourself? Why did production have to drive you? Why didn't you just leave early? Did you actually do any, it doesn't sound like you did any funeral stuff. Could you just like made some calls or like you hung out with family? Couldn't they pick up flowers or something? Like, why did you need to? And hey, again, if you needed to get away, just say so. You know what? I do have some funeral stuff to do. I really just want to take care of that by myself and just reflect. Who's going to say no to that? Who's going to be disrespectful for that? But instead, he had to try to knit this weird lie of deceit for seemingly, again, not a good lie, not something you want to cover up, and kind of no reason. I mean, okay, guys, I want to know and tell us what you guys think in the comments, because everybody – oh, look, our own Takira Shabre is in the chat. Yeah. TK says Mika got well-deserved vengeance. Hey, y'all, just popping in to show some love real quick. I like how she put that after the Mika comment. That was funny. She's going to be here next week. Guys, everybody else in the chat, really against Michael. If we didn't know what we do know, okay, is there a way to bring this relationship back? We know they don't work out, but Ken, do you think if we didn't know that already, let's go back to the actual time where they're at. Is there a way to bring this back? Because personally, I don't understand why Mika's still putting in effort.
There's no way to bring it back. That's all I can. There's no way to bring it back. I don't.
Just to mess with Lanisha. Just to mess with her favorite couple.
How would you say it, Ken? Go ahead. Say your quote. What would you say about them?
No. Well, no. I will say, I'm coming with something new this time. This quarantine has given me time to think. And I will say that with Mika and Michael, all of these lies, it's a sign of the times to come. Like, that's what that is. And that's how I look. Winter is coming, and it's coming with a lot of lies.
Their relationship is like if you went and you thought you were going to eat a bunch of M&Ms and they were actually Skittles. Lanisha.
Yeah, y'all already know this is my most disappointing couple. I was truly rooted for them, but if I didn't know about like all the lying or anything as far as up to this point, I would still say no to them because of the distance. We don't see them together. You could tell, like you could tell their connection with each other. They ain't got it. Like they have this weird vibe
with too many
with
lies.
Each other. Like I don't. Yeah, and Mika's not putting up with it. So she's just like, we gonna sleep in separate beds. Okay, you wanna distance yourself in public, you could distance yourself in private. I'm taking the master room. Go sleep in the single.
Because the time to do it was during recommitment. I felt actually a little, I mean, I know I kept rating them badly and I think we all did, but I felt a little twinge of, let's call it hope, during the recommitment, because they got it all out there. They talked about why he kind of lies, or if we're, again, giving him as much credit as possible, why he's twisting the truth or whatever in his own head. She had lunch with the sister. The sister said, don't take it. Like, all this stuff. I said, okay, maybe he's, I think he could still be a really good guy. And he just has this thing about him. But then just the more lies for no reason about inconsequential stuff. For nothing, you know what I mean?
Unnecessary lies.
It seems like everybody in the chat is with us. They are a lost cause, just like I believe Taylor and Brandon are. I don't even know what to talk about this couple. Let me run it through.
Why are they still here?
Okay, why are they still here? Because Taylor wants camera time. We're gonna talk. I mean, that's our. Everybody put in the chat. Why are Taylor and Brandon still here? No joke. The three of us, because we didn't get to talk to TK this week, the three of us, and TK's still in the chat, so put what you think too, TK. We think Taylor wants screen time. And that might be a mean thing to say, but that it seems like that's what it is. So she tells Brandon, I'm going to go, we find out later the whole story. For some reason, she drove him to DC so he could work. And she said, while I'm in DC, I'm going to hang out with my friends. That turned, instead of 15 minutes, that turned into like an all-nighter. She passed out. At the hotel. Is that suspect? It could be suspect, in all honesty. It could be a little suspect. We know she's probably not faithful to him at this point. I don't see why, if something better came along, why she would. I wouldn't fault her for it, honestly, but who knows? We give her the benefit of the doubt that it was all on the up and up and she actually did. obviously a problem of communication there, but his communication has been terrible this entire time. So they drive up. In true Brandon fashion, he doesn't want to talk about it, so he just goes to sleep in the car. They get there, same kind of nonsense, right? They're not sitting with each other. He's out, like, broing out with Michael for some reason. That's the only person he can connect with. He's so strange, though. For, like, as soon as they get there, they sit down with the girls, and he's just, to me, even the way he talks, like, excuse me, ladies, I am going to go away for, like, bro, just say, hey, I'm going to go catch up with the guys. Why has it got to be so strange? Whatever. So, of course, you know, we go through the whole thing. They're not hanging out. It's obvious that there's a lot of shady stuff going on. He won't take a shot. Like, he won't take a shot. Everybody's like, I will have a sip of wine. Like, him and Michael won't take shots and just hang out with everybody fine. And then he throws a hissy fit, right? He gets into it once again with production, right? Because he's had it with her. So he goes to rip the mic pack off. Now, to me, nothing wrong with taking the mic pack off. I bet the producer, Leaf, shout out to you, Leaf, for not smacking him in the face. I think Leaf thought he was going to put the mic, like throw it or put it in the fire or something like that, right? So the producer is like, don't touch that. And then that Brandon finally finds somebody he feels like he could stand up to, I think, because Taylor would slice him down. And he's basically bowing up on the producers, which is ridiculous. He runs away to the bathroom. Taylor follows the producers, blah, 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 blah. He throws his hissy fit the next day, locks himself in the van, won't open it. And the producers are like, we're not going to drive you unless you unlock this. Because as we said, when we were watching, I think they wanted the cameras in there. And he ends up just leaving the van. And we don't see him the rest of the episode. Hopefully the rest of the season. this guy is... I don't know what the right word is. Let me just throw it over to you because obviously I'm long-winded. I think he's weak. I think he is kind of like a coward. There's kind of – he's blowing this whole situation way out of proportion for no reason. I don't think he's taking a lot of blame on himself. And I think she's just as equally to blame because she's kind of still accepting – still trying to work it out for some reason. They're obviously a mess. There's no way this is working out. Lanisha.
I don't necessarily think Brandon is weak. I just think that when the day came, I don't think that they should have allowed the experts to pressure them into getting back together. I think they should have just called it quits then. I think it's been over. It's been locked. Yeah. It's been over, okay? They should have been ended it. Kind of like what we already discussed, I definitely think that Taylor is doing it for the camera because of how her mood changed, okay? With her mood going like, no, forget it, I'm not talking about this. This happened, blah, blah, blah. And then with her trying to all of a sudden talk to Brandon and be like, no, like, right. Stay, come on, can we talk? I honestly do think that she wants some more camera time, and I think he sees that. And he's getting even more and more annoyed with not only production, but her as well with keeping up this fake fantasy. But I will say, for Brandon, you did sign up for a reality show and you chose to continue with this reality show that you're annoyed with. And with reality shows, as everybody knows, the camera does not stop rolling unless you go to the bathroom, which he did. And then Taylor followed him, which is probably why he threw that tantrum. But...
I mean, real quick.
All in all, you signed up for a reality show. You're going to get filmed, even with that whole car situation when he was trying to leave. If you're definitely going to get filmed if you're going to try to use their car. Call an Uber. And then you're there. Boom. You have your own car that you can leave on your own. Why are you trying to get in production's car thinking that they're not going to film you?
Before I lose it, TK says Brandon wants the chance to redeem himself, but his true colors keep coming out. It's not working. I'm going to throw it to Ken, but great points. He signed up for the reality show. For some reason, figure out why he chose to recommit. That was his ripcord. That was it, right? I'm done. That's it. No. I don't want you people around me anymore, blah, blah, blah. And that's it. As quick as they got Zach out of there, he would have been gone too. So.
And people were kind of siding both with Brandon at this point, at that end point. People were siding with Brandon. When Taylor was doing her thing, he could have left on a good note. But he decided to continue with this. Okay, go ahead, Ken.
No, I'm saying definitely with Brandon, he's expressed this same behavior for the entire season since they were married. So it's kind of expected with him. But with Taylor, her going into the bathroom and attempting to taunt him and like, it's not going to work out, but we can work it out and all of this stuff. Like, what are you doing? And now he's recording her on the phone. So now she's really getting really big, like, ooh, like, let me, and it's like, you're really putting on for the cameras now. And like, let him leave out of the bathroom or get out of there with him. Now you're putting on, you're really not invested to him. And also you falling asleep, like you're a newlywed. What newlywed is, oh, I fell asleep. And I was at a hotel with a friend, somebody that like, wait, what? This is, you ain't even been like, hold on, what's going on? What type of behavior, newlywed behavior is that?
Right. Well, that's a perfect point. And it actually, that segues perfectly to what I wanted to say about them. All the problems I think we're seeing this season with all the individual couples, all their problems, no one would bat an eye, I think, if all this was happening and they were just dating. It's the fact that they're married, right? So when you're first dating and you're like 6 weeks in, right? If, you know, your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever goes out with their friends and like sleeps over there and doesn't get back, that's like a, hey, that was kind of crummy. Like, why didn't you, I was expecting you or whatever. Or at that point, you probably don't live together even, right? So you would never even know. So it's interesting. These are normal relationship problems for their like level of relationship or their time period in this relationship. And yet it's blown way up because nope, we're married, whatever, right? That's just a piece of paper in their circumstance, right? And that's what's making it this level of outrage and whatever. Whereas, look, more than half of these people would have already broken up if they were just dating at this point, right? So it's not even an issue. It would have been done already. And it's like not actually a big deal. It's like normal for where they're at in their relationship. It's just a lot of these folks are really, really poor communicators. And the little things that the problem is getting blown out of proportion.
And the experts suck. Yeah. Like we need to do recasting with the experts. No one's a good match at this point. Nobody. Well, except really? For Jessica and Austin. Okay.
Ken.
And Jessica just needs only a little bit more.
Just
more
said, we just had one good match. That was it. The experts.
One good match.
Let's get on them couple. Too.
TK is still in the chat. You should have just come on the show. I kind of wanted to round out this episode right here, unless there's anything else you guys wanted to say. We're going to rate the couples in a second. But, you know, I think the moral of this whole story here is just communication and communicating honestly and openly with your significant other. Ken?
Yes, definitely. Just being open with each other. But at this point, I think just all of the couples have displayed the main thing that Lanisha said, the experts. Like, we need to do some revisions because this was a bunch of like, uh-oh, like this is, people are, we having these screaming matches, these yelling matches, F you and this. And I'm like, whoa, what is happening? Goodness.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, I'm like wondering like who had more of an input, the experts or the producers? I'm sure really trying to figure out like, because if you guys are really calling yourselves experts, they're making you look bad. Because all of these couples suck, except for one. And you're lucky you got that one. This is just, you guys got lucky.
Well, it's interesting, right? Because when we talk about the experts, for one, you want to, their job is to match good couples. But it's also to make good TV. If we had five couples of Jessica and Austin, what are we going to talk about? Oh, they're great again. I get, oh, cool red crock pot. I don't know. It's not interesting television. So in essence, they kind of want some percentage of their couples to fail, I guess, to make it interesting. But this, I feel like they were just nowhere near close.
Please make it 50-50. At least give us, you know, at least give us half of the couples are good and half of the couples are bad, okay? I would have been fine with that.
The fact that the Paranormal Activity was not one of the most shocking things that I've seen all season, yeah, the matching was bad. I mean, that was the Paranormal Activity was a, that was a relief. Like, whoo, okay, they got a way to go hang out with some ghosts. Good. Like, that's...
I said, I don't play, Ken. I don't play with that.
I love that stuff. That's like a throwback to...
TV. I said, nope.
Ghost, all you guys in the chat, Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures. Mm-hmm. I love all those shows. TK is signing off, but we're about to sign off anyway. Let's go through real quick and rate these guys. Producer Steven, do we have fun music anymore? Probably not.
Probably not.
Steven's like, press the buttons. How do I respond? Okay, let's just rate these couples. Oh, okay, well. Not that we can hear. Mindy and Zach, I mean, do they even count anymore? Obvious zero.
I mean, they don't. Yeah, they're out the game. So, you know, negative 10.
Zero.
Let's continue with the rest that it's not even worth it. Mika and Michael?
Zero.
Zeros. Taylor and Brandon are zeros.
Zero.
Right? Okay. Let's move up the scale. I think Katie and Derek.
I'll give Derek a 9 and give Katie a -0, -1.
A -1. So that makes a 4. Okay.
So I'll do an average. Well, I'll go with the even 5 because I'll give Derek a 6 because I didn't like his tone and his attitude. He got to control, got to calm that down. It was too strong. And I give her a 4. So I'll go with an even 5.
And even 5.
With that crazy personality, he had the right, okay, with Katie's.
He held it in for a while. If I'm going by how I think they're going to end up, I'm going to give them a 7. I think they're going to make it okay. I do. I think she's going to realize her faults and that it's kind of, you know, her problem, and she's going to internalize it and deal with it. I think they're solid. I think Katie and Derek say yes on decision day. And then let's finish off. Jessica and Austin, guys.
9. I got to say 9 instead of 10 because Jessica still needs to do some work. She needs to do some work on that whole thing.
She's working on it. I think they're going to be okay. I'll go with a 10. I'm gonna give them a 10.
I'm going to give them a 10, too. If we're giving the other one zeros, I think they're a guarantee, no problem, for sure. Guys, you want to make any – I mean, we kind of just did predictions. We saw a little bit of the preview. Anything big pop out of you guys at the preview for next week? We're going back to families, that we're getting that last family meeting before D-Day.
The extra episode.
We gotta watch another one.
Can we hurry up and get to D-Day, okay?
It's more horror, more drama.
More drama. I can't wait to see what, especially Taylor, Brandon, Mika, Michael, what their families have to say. I can't wait to see what they have to say and what they talk about.
They didn't even need to show up. Like, it's just like, what are we talking about? Because it's at this point, it's over. I don't trust your side. Your side don't trust me. Let's just kind of, so we don't have it. I'm sitting there. If I was with the family, I'm sitting there like this. It's like,
yeah. Guys, we're going to do it again next week. And probably the week after that until it goes. But until then, Lanisha, this is my favorite part of the episode. Where can they find you?
I'm Lanisha, and you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled LANISHA 914.
Ken?
I am Kenneth Ware. Meet Kenneth Ware on Instagram and Twitter.
Guys, once again, thank you so much for joining us in the live chat. You guys rock. Let me shout out some of you guys here. Donnie, Annabelle, P. Lee, TDI, Jujubio, Mwan, Amki, Bora. I hope I'm saying that right, but your awesome name. FM, let me scroll up. TDI, Paul, J. Brook. We had a ton of people in here tonight. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We hope you guys are being nice and safe. Stay home. Wash your hands. My name is Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling. Be super safe. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.